Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. And I'm your preacher as well today with a preaching I'm calling, What's Going On Here? I call it that because the first reading from the book of Exodus has Moses seeming to play God for a fool. So I'll read the reading and I want you to think, well, what is going on here? Is God really a fool? Here's the reading. The Lord said to Moses, Go down at once. Your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. The Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone, so that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them. And of you I will make a great nation. But Moses implored the Lord his God, and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, It was with evil intent that he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath. Change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he had planned to bring on his people. Thus ends the reading. It's sort of funny, isn't it? God saying, Moses, your people whom you brought out, they've gone astray and I've had it. I'm going to kill them all. Go down to them. Let them know. And Moses saying, well, to your people that you brought out. Just saying. And do you want the Egyptians to be able to say, well, we see why they got away, just so God could kill him himself in the mountains. Is that what you want? And the other subtle thing, you know, we usually hear Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Moses says, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Jacob's new name given to him by God because it means striving with God. Because Jacob spent the whole night fighting with God, and God could not overcome him, nor could Jacob overcome God, because it's the fight that matters. And so by saying Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, he's reminding God, you've had this fight ever since you started with this people. This is nothing new. So what is going on here? Why does the Lord change his mind? Well, why is Israel God's chosen people? Not because they're so perfect. Why does God stick with them? Not because they're so perfect. God sticks with them because that's what God does. What else is God going to do? Say, well, I've been with you this long through all that other guff, but this is too far. No. God sticks with people. That's the way it is. And so in our own life, God will stick with us as long as we're willing to stick with this fight. And we might think, oh no, God's had enough. He's abandoned me. He's gone. No, this whole text is to just point out the absurdity of that argument. God would have never been with us this long if God wouldn't stay with us through anything. And maybe we'll back out of the fight, abandon God, leave. But God won't. God will never back out of the fight. God will never abandon us, no matter what we do. But we'll point out the problems and call us to something better. Think about that then for the rest of Lent. Are you still in this fight with God? 'Tis worth it. God is in it with you.